I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Tragedy underscores our broadcast today as we share the latest on Venezuela's economic crisis and Ukraine's radioactive fallout. Yet amid hardship, God is working all things for the good of his people. Listen closely to see how you can be part of it. First, Venezuela is facing a crisis of hyperinflation. The International Monetary Fund estimates that if things continue, inflation could hit 1,000,000% by the end of the year.
Basically, the value of your money goes in half every 26 days. So if you got $500 today, 26 days from now, it's only worth $250.
According to Steve Shantz of Transworld Radio, the Venezuelan government is introducing new currency to address the crisis. But will it be enough?
People are hungry, and people are just, they don't see hope in the present situation. And so they're looking for relief. And so they're going to Ecuador and Colombia, Peru. And then from there, they're even migrating now further south into Chile and Argentina to find jobs and to find a better way of life.
Now, more than ever, Venezuelans need hope, and Transworld Radio wants to give it to them.
What we try and do in this situation is bring people back to the Word of God and try and bring people a message of hope through God's Word, that God is in control in these situations in spite of what they see around them.
Would you join us in praying for the hundreds of thousands of people who are leaving Venezuela as the country stumbles towards stability? Next, if you only had one Bible in your family, would it be hard to share? Audio Scripture Ministries knows families in Mozambique with this conundrum. You see, ASM distributes thousands of audio Bibles in Mozambique, but they always have requests for more, and it's not always easy keeping up with the demand. Joshua Harrison was on ASM's recent Mozambique trip and brought back one couple's story. The husband works in the mining industry, and his wife has an audio Bible they enjoy listening to.
On one trip back to the mines, he called his wife, and she was in great distress. She said, "Somebody has taken my audio Bible. It's missing. I don't know what to do." And he quietly spoke up and said, "I'm sorry, but I took it. I knew I couldn't ask you because you were always listening to it. I knew you wouldn't let me take it, but I just had to listen to God's word for myself." So now he's excited. We brought him an audio Bible so he can listen on his long journeys and during his time working away from home.
Right now, ASM needs more funding to record and distribute audio Bibles in Mozambique.
Would you join us in praying for the right recordists and readers to join the ASM Mozambique team and for the funds for more audio Bibles so that more families can hear God's word?
And southern winds on the day of the nuclear catastrophe in Chernobyl, Ukraine, contaminated a fourth of Belarus with radioactive fallout. Slava Gospel Association's president, Michael Johnson, says in Kobrin, Belarus, a town unaffected by radiation, sits Camp Pearl.
So it's had a wonderful ministry in introducing kids from unchurched families to the gospel in a wonderful camp setting, but also a therapeutic opportunity for kids to come. They have a full diagnostic system set up, and they get free dental care, and they get certain medical treatments while they're there to meet both the physical and the spiritual needs of the children as they come to experience camp.
But each year, the camp loses kids to the effects of radiation.
There is one session during the year where all the children that come to participate in the camp, probably about 130 kids per session, they all come from radiated zones where they're suffering the ongoing effects of radiation in the form of cancer and other health problems.
Would you consider coming alongside SGA as they help these kids encounter Christ? Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, the service of One Way Ministries. This month, Set Free Ministries is offering a free resource called 33 Affirmations. It's a powerful tool to help folks dig deeper into scriptural truth and discover who they are in Christ. Start your journey by clicking on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.